all truth all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is terrific Tuesday on this morning. We are so thankful for you tuning in to Make Your Day Count. We want to encourage you each and every morning, Monday through Friday, to make your day count. We are so thankful for all of the Make Your Day Count listeners. We want to ask you to write in, to email in, or to send us a message so that we can have your testimony for Feedback Friday. Yes, on Fridays, we want to share your testimony of how this radio program has benefited you, a revelation that you received, a word that you practiced that brought forth results. We want to hear from you. So if you would like to write a handwritten letter, you can mail it to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. If you would like to send an email, the email address is CTC for Celebration Tabernacle Church, iConnect@gmail.com. The email address is CTCiConnect@gmail.com. Or you could find us on Facebook by going to Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page and send a message through Messenger. Celebration Tabernacle Church is located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. We meet on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and also Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for Family Enrichment Night. So we want to invite you out Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for Family Enrichment Nights. Tuesday nights, we've been having wonderful teachings from Pastor Beckford on relationships. He lays the framework, and then we have open discussion, so we're getting some tremendous wisdom from others in the church also, in addition to the teaching. So we want to invite you out. Maybe you have a home church that you attend on Sunday, but you like what you hear on this program, and you want to come on out and hear some more. Come on out. We want to invite you to visit with us on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. I know for me, it was a life changer coming to Celebration Tabernacle Church. In 2006, when the church was first being built at its current location, I received a letter in the mail. It was an invitation. It was just a general mail out that went out to the area as the church was being built right there. And it said to come on out and explained about the church. And now I know it was the Holy Spirit but guided me. And I folded the letter up and I just put it on the counter. And at the time I said something just said that when that church opens, you're going to go there. Now I know it was the Holy Spirit guiding me and directing me. But I did. I folded up the letter. I put it on the counter. And when the date came that the letter said that it was going to be open, I began to go, and I just continued to go, and I just continued to go, and I just continued to go. And that's all it takes sometimes is some perseverance, just continuing despite what it looks like, just remaining immovable, just continuing to go, continuing to enter in, to continuing to hear the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to catch the revelation that the word of God is truth, and it is true on to us. So it was just in that continued coming, being obedient, learning to be obedient, and practicing being obedient to the word of God, and hearing the teaching continuously, looking back over the scriptures, that things started to change. Transformation started to happen. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And it takes some time. Do not be discouraged on this morning. It takes some time for your mind to be transformed. We've had so many counterfeit seeds deposited in our mind, so much wisdom of the world deposited in our mind. And it takes a lot of discipline. A disciple is a disciplined one, and we must discipline ourselves, train ourselves in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is our ultimate teacher. The Holy Spirit brings the Word of God back into remembrance. So our job is to just get it in. Get it in through your eyes, get it in through your ears, confess it out of your mouth, and allow the Word of God then to re-enter through your ear out of your own mouth. As you make confessions of faith, they're leaving your mouth, they're coming back, cycling back into your ear, and in that is the washing, the cleansing of your mind. So this week we are talking about faith. The Christian life is all about faith. We're going to be sharing this morning about faith to create through revelation. Faith to create through revelation. Written by Pastor Errol Beckford. The book is called Make Life Work. Pastor just came in, so we're going to greet him this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Beckford.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Diana.
We have missed you.
Yes, I miss being here. Of course I miss being here. I'm still recuperating from Thanksgiving. I'm carrying a lot of turkey. Hallelujah.
We're in chapter 9 of Make Life Work. This book is an asset. This book is a tool. This book is a resource. If you do not yet have this book, make sure you order it. It's a good gift also to give to others during this Christmas season. It is available at www.howtomakelifework.com. howtomakelifework.com. And we are in chapter 9 this morning, which is titled Become a Creator, Creating Through Revelation.
That's the only way.
Yes.
You cannot create anything unless it comes through revelation. Revelation means God gives you light.
Yes.
Revelation is light here. You know, we struggle in darkness in the area of education. Mm. So let's talk about that. This was so clear to me when my wife and I was traveling and we stopped in the Middle East. Mm. We stopped in Kuwait. And I was in the airport at Kuwait. And the computer screen was telling me all the information, but it was in Arabic.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it. I can't see it, but there was no understanding. There was no revelation. Yet all the direction was right there.
Yeah, that's good.
But I have no way of understanding what they're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, I need to find an English screen because I understand English. And when I look on the English, you know, I find the English screen, the same thing, same information.
That's good.
That I was just looking at, and I didn't understand one thing, I now could understand and find my way. So I understand that revelation is light. When light comes, when knowledge comes, light comes. When understanding comes, light comes. Whatever you struggle with, when you're struggling, if a man is walking in a dark room, he's going to struggle. But if light comes in that room, he stops struggling because he can see.
Yeah, and stop stumbling.
So the creating things is true revelation, and I call it true light.
Yes.
And remember Jesus, Pastor Diana, when he showed us in the book of Genesis, and he looked out and he saw darkness and void and chaos. And what did he create? It need what?
Light. Yeah.
It needs light. Mm-hmm. Notice that was the first thing he did. Light.
Yes.
So when we are struggling, you need what?
Light. Yes.
Another thing about Revelation, the lady has, the woman that has the 10 pieces of kine, I don't know if you were there, but she has 10 pieces of kine. She last one.
Mm-hmm.
And she lit what?
A lamp.
A lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And now search.
Yeah. Sweep. Yeah.
Sweep the place until she find it.
Mm.
So when we have light, revelation, we can move forward. Then we can create. We create through revelation. And revelation comes from above.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we talk about wisdom from above.
From above. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And the Bible is clear in James. It talks about the difference between wisdom from above and earthly wisdom. And the results of earthly wisdom versus the results of wisdom from above. So the wisdom from above is far superior.
Yes.
So under the heading Creating Through Revelation on page 128, if you're following along in Make Life Work, revelation backs up your imagination.
Yes.
Earlier I said you need to possess imagination to create a successful life. Imagination must come from the scripture.
Uh-huh.
Find a place for your imagination in scriptures, because the scripture not only establishes your purpose, but also gives you instruction on how to accomplish it.
Okay, you can stop right there.
Mm.
Because a lot of time we fail to understand this piece.
Mm.
Because the scripture will show you exactly how to accomplish your purpose.
Yes.
So we got to love the word. And so therefore, beloved out there, you got to get up every morning and says, I love thy word, O Lord. David was a great man. And hear what David says. Thy word have I what?
Hidden.
My heart.
Yeah.
So you have to know the word.
Yes.
You have to know the word. You have to study the word of God. You have to study the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And when you study it, you get understanding. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. You remember, beloved, you don't need a PhD guy to teach you or go to Bible college or anything. We got the greatest teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ declared, I will not leave you comfortless or orphan. I will send to you another comforter, a comforter which has come, a teacher that will what? Teach you all things.
And it's all things. Not
all things, not something.
All things.
Come on. Not something.
Yeah, everyday things. Yeah. All things.
All things.
Not just a verse, but all things. Yes. If you're struggling with something, trying to figure out something, he'll teach you all things.
All things.
And it goes back to the framework that we laid out yesterday in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Okay. So the word was framed by the word of God.
Yes.
You create using the word of God. You become powerful only through the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, beloved, we can do nothing of ourselves. We cannot do nothing of ourselves. Everything that we do should be the revelation given to us by God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the word of God. So we got to become a student of the word and let the Holy Spirit brings clarity. When I read a word, I depend on the Holy Spirit to bring me clarity. Oh, I see my time is going. I need more time.
We're going to pick this up tomorrow. Make your day count.
Make your day count. Love you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion.